Coach's Insight programs continuing here on CARE 93.7 as the basketball season is here, and we continue to talk ACCHS hoops as we now transition to the boys' side with head coach Taylor Smith. In our conversation with the coach, it's brought to you by L&L Construction. First-year head coach Taylor Smith, well, congrats on the position. Welcome here to Northeast Kansas, and had a winning record for the first time in 10 years last year. They went 12-11. You step into a challenging league in the Northeast Kansas League. We'll kind of dive into it momentarily, but just give our listeners a sense, those who don't know, maybe a little bit about your background and how you wound up here at ACCHS.
Well, first off, you know, I appreciate all that. I got started here. I'm actually a graduate of Fulton High School. I graduated there in 2010. From there I went into some coaching and went to Wetmore there and coached with my father there at and then I coached junior high and then was the assistant coach there. Then went to Rossville there and was around some really good coaches and some really good programs and I always tell people that I've been around a lot, some really, really good coaches and some really good programs. And so really the only way I know how to do it is the right way. That's what I'm trying to bring here and what I'm trying to develop here at ACCHS.
At least me personally, as I kind of look around the rosters and the talent coming back here in the Northeast Kansas League, I look at ACCHS and I see maybe one of the better returning cores, you know, compared to some of the other teams and how the rosters are constructed, but you get good position players, really inside and out. You know, we could really kind of just dive down the list and go through multiple players. But again, guards, Trenton Kimmy, a senior all-league caliber type of player. There's certainly, again, a lot of names we can discuss, but Colton Myers, another one just off the top there. How do you like the roster that's constructed with your team and what really stands out about what you have?
The first 3 weeks here, you know, practicing, getting to know the kids. Of course, you know, I helped out with football too. And so building those relationships was really important to me. And so helping out with football was good. And then, so the transition to basketball wasn't as fairly smooth transition. The kids kind of knew me from that. And so, as far as the roster goes, you know, I feel like they've kind of bought in pretty well to our system. What I'm trying to implement and, you know, as far as, you know, the roster goes, you know, I can't really sit here and say that, you know, we're going to have any confusion on what their roles are, got three returners coming back and a couple guys with some experience. So far, I've been pleased with the practices that we've had. Felt like the energy and effort's been good. There's been a couple practices where hasn't been as good, but you know, that's part of it, just being able to work through that. And so I'm excited for the potential of this team. So
talk about your coaching style a little bit. I mean, what can fans expect? Maybe the style that you present with your guys on offense, what do you guys like to do on defense? You know, what do you bring to the table and just what kind of things do you like to put together?
Yeah, you know, without giving too much away here, you know, I definitely have an aggressive mentality, on both offensive and defensive ends. I talk to the kids a lot about being the hardest working team in the state. That's definitely something that we want to hang our hat on, you know, for sure. And then offensively, you know, we want to get up and down. We want to be able to shoot the ball, and create advantages in transition. And, you know, defensively, we want to get some steals, want to get deflections, want to be real active, really focus in on outworking our opponents.
Let's talk about the matchup this week, the season opener Friday at Moore Hill Mounts Academy. It's a rivalry. It's a good test right out the gate with the Northeast Kansas League opponents, and as I mentioned, the rival there. How much do you know about MHMA? What kind of ball game do you ultimately expect, and what do you really want to see out of your team in this first go-around?
Yeah, you know, historically, you know, Mar Hill, you know, they've always been, you know, solid. It wasn't, you know, 3 or 4 years ago that they had an undefeated season there and got to the state tournament at 23-0. And so, they know how to win. You know, I know that they've, you know, got a new coach there that, you know, and he's trying to implement, you know, his new system as well. So, you know, they've got some guys with some experience. You know, I know the Harris kid, I believe, you know, is their one of their returning starters. And he's a good player. He does a good job. You know, for us, you know, like I said, you know, we definitely want to be the more aggressive team. You know, we definitely want to, you know, definitely want to, you know, get in them and, you know, and get definitely try to outwork them. You know, and definitely, you know, from the football side of things, you know, we kind of took it to them there, you know, on the football side of things. So they're definitely going to be, you know, pretty jacked up, ready to go for us. And so, we've got to match that intensity. You know, we've got to be prepared for that. And then, so that will be our biggest challenge. And so I'm excited for the opportunity.
Ready to rock and roll, ACCHS boys coach Taylor Smith. First year head coach Taylor Smith joining us here. Again, brought to you by L&L Construction, our coaches insight programs here on CARE 93.7. ACCHS, they go to Moore Hill Mounts Academy coming up first game on Friday night. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Again, congrats on the job. We look forward to the conversations each week, and we will talk to you again next week.
All right. Thank you. Sounds good.